You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Inject some simcha ingredient. And many that have difficulty with this matter. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Pirudei Adonai Yesharim Mesamechei Lev. You know this pasuk? Yes? You heard about it?
Yes.
You know what Mizmor it is?
87.
Chazak Baruch. Mizmor 19 says, Pirudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamechei Lev Mitzvat Hashem Bara Meirat Einayim. So now, what does that pasuk mean? Pirudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamechei Lev. What does Pirudei mean? You say this Mizmor every Shabbat. Ah, Chazak Baruch. Right? It says, Pirudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamechei Lev. So what does it mean?
Testimonies.
Right. The laws, the command after Hashem. So now we have exactly similar term that is used in the Torah, that when I'm saying they went to Midian, Torah also mentions Lo Nifchad Mimenu Ish. You remember the Pinhas when they went to Midian, when they came back? The Torah mentions Lo Nifqad Mimenu Ish. What does that mean?
Not even one person.
You know this term, no? Lo Nifqad Mimenu Ish. That means we didn't have any loss. Loss. Everybody came back alive. Nifqad. Persian use it as Fokdan. You heard about Fokdan? Yes? That means something that is missing. Like we have Parashat Pirudei. So now here, this term, if you insert it in this pasuk, it's a Pirudei Hashem Yesharim. So the term that we just presented, how do you fit it? No, that's good. But no, just simply, just put it in there. Pirudei Hashem Yesharim. It's very simple. Ah, so here, the pasuk is informing us, every missing is just, is good. Pirudei Hashem, anything that you feel is missing, you're lacking, is yashar.
It's
accurate. Pirudei Hashem, Yesharim, and then it says, Mesamechei Lev. You follow? Yeah, it's too complicated. It's not complicated. So now how do we read it? Pirudei Hashem, Yesharim, Mesamechei Lev. What does that mean? Ah, now you're talking. Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. So now here, so that means, like let's say, today people, they can check their account, on the cell phone, right? You can go on your cell phone and you check your account. Say, like, after Tefillah, you go on your app and then you put your code, password, and then you see the number that shows, instead of saying 1,500, it says 1,500,000.
Amen.
What kind of feeling it gives you?
Amazing.
Just dancing, right? So now, the next scenario, you go to the passport, and then you open it up, and then it shows minus 5,000. Now what can it give you?
Even happier.
Happier. This was before the Beit Olam or after the Beit Olam? After the Beit Olam. So now here, that's what exactly the message is. Pirudei Hashem Yesharim. Any fokdan, any kambud, anything that you're missing, He's just. There's no mistake. He's yashar. Misamechelev. What does misamechelev mean? Because of course, you check your account, instead of seeing 1,500, it's 1,500,000. Psh, wow. You know what kind of gear feeling it gives you? But if you see there is a debit under minus 5,000, then you say, wow, I'm going to do that. But here, all of a sudden, you have to give your awareness. No, the same way that 1,500,000 gives you such a boost and a joy, the minus 5,000, it should give you the same exact joy. Why? How? I don't know. But I know it's right. But I don't see it at this moment. But you never know. Maybe your check was lost. Somebody took it to the bank, and then it's just about to withdraw the money. If you had 1,500,000 in the bank, and then he goes there and then cash the check. So now how would you feel? Terrible. So now that is minus 5,000, and he goes to the bank, and they tell him there is no
money.
There's nothing to give you. Then how do you feel? No, not practice under minus 5,000.
Always have to be happy about everything.
Yes, it's not about everything. It's things that really, hit you in the head, just about to shatter your Chas V'Shalom.
Are you still allowed to be happy if you have
your... Of course, that's what the whole point here is, that this month when you start, it's a message that you have to learn to leharbot besimcha. It's not to be sameach. You have to leharbot besimcha. And that's what exactly the beautiful message is. Piru de Hashem. What is that shortage that you see in life? No matter what it is. It's not only the money. There are many, many, many things that is bothersome to us. But every fokdan, every shortage, missing that you see, is yashar. It's yashar. We cannot realize, how good it is. And he has to mesamech et libeinu. And that's what we have to work on. Hashem yizakenu, zad Hashem to nizkeh b'harve yeshuot, b'sorot tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.